It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Vietnam veterans are seeking help for post-traumatic stress disorder in greater numbers ever since the Iraq War began. A number of factors could be at play, but it's clear that for some veterans, the Iraq War is stirring up ghosts of the past. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
You can't get to Jim Hale without his knowing it. He lives with his wife, Dina, on a high ridge in the Ozarks, 10 miles from any paved road.
This ridge is about 3/4 mile long. We live at the end of it, and there's 600-foot drop-offs on all sides. We're strategically in a perfect defensive position.
Jim Hale is a big, burly guy. His eyes crinkle when he laughs. In 1968, on Pequawk Island, he ran the electrical generators for the U.S. military. Now he lives off the grid. The house he built runs mostly off solar panels and batteries and what's on the land. He walks every day to get water from the well he built. He's always gotten nervous alone at night, always been a bad sleeper, fought with his wife. But he says here, in the middle of nowhere, he thought he was doing mostly all right.
Waste not, want not.
Hale says that began to shift as the U.S. began laying the groundwork to invade Iraq.
We're watching it rerun. This is the actual rerun of the Vietnam War.
He says for him, it started with one of his Vietnam buddies, Frank.
The anger and the betrayal that he had carried for all those years, when this new war was getting ready to start, it took him to a whole new level.
Hale says he got pulled emotionally into helping Frank and another war buddy. All the while, he was listening to the news about Iraq on his battery-powered radio. Then he found those feelings creeping up on him. Dina pushed him to go get help, too. That year, 2003, more than 153,000 Vietnam vets went to the VA for treatment for PTSD. Some had been diagnosed years ago. Some were brand new diagnoses. There are plenty of theories about why, from aging vets with more time on their hands to vets trying to game the system for government benefits. A number of experts, including those at the VA, say Iraq has had a role in the numbers. John Wilson is an expert on PTSD in Vietnam vets. He's convinced Iraq is a significant factor in the spike.
It brings back to them their own experiences in Vietnam, and it brings back the pain and frustration that they've had to endure since they were discharged 3 decades ago.
Wilson thinks the parallels between Iraq and Vietnam figure into it. The fact that there's no front, no safe place, uncertainty about who the enemy is, uncertainty that can lead to mistakes. Steve Harris is an Arkansas psychologist who works with the VA. He's worked with veterans of both wars. He says the problems are the same.
They've seen things, they've done things that they can't accept either. And that's where the problems seem to lie.
Jim Hale says Iraq was the trigger that brought him to see Harris 2 years ago. Harris diagnosed him with PTSD, and Hale has been going for counseling twice a month since then. Hale says the counseling has helped him bring things from the back of his mind to where he can deal with them, like the time he remembers in late 68 on Pequawk Island. The military was shutting down the airbase and turning it over to the Vietnamese. Hale says he was one of the last airmen left on the base. He remembers what they thought was enemy fire. He remembers firing his M16 into the jungle. And he remembers finding out it was civilians he and his buddies had shot, not Viet Cong soldiers.
And it was so bad that the Air Force flew in a C-130 medevac.
He didn't remember much else for all those years until he'd told the story to Steve Harris about 10 times. Then the rest came back to him.
I remembered I turned around, I did a 180. I couldn't look anymore. I remember feeling like I was a coward because I couldn't look. But I remember telling myself, I'm going to turn around and face the dark. I don't have to see it.
Jim Hale feels like he's dealing with it now. He's not alone. At the local VA mental health clinic in Fayetteville, the parking lot is packed with old cars and small pickup trucks. More of them than not have bumper stickers that tell you the drivers of Vietnam vet. Libby Lewis, NPR News.
To hear Jim Hale talk about how Iraq has led to new pain from his experience in Vietnam, go to npr.org.